Investor Schooling is an education company located in Langhorne, Pennsylvania. Investor Schooling, the principals or their employees are not licensed by any regulatory institution. Phil Falcone and Larry Steinhaus are not registered reps of any investment firm, nor do they sell any securities. Their advice is based on their experiences and the experiences of their students. They are not attorneys or accountants, and before using any of their advice, they suggest you check with your legal or tax professionals. To find out more, go to www.investorschooling.com.
This show is previously recorded.
Now, let's welcome Larry Steinhaus and Phil Falcone, your hosts for Investor Schooling Live.
Good morning and welcome to Investor Schooling Live. Hey, we're coming to you from Investor Schooling headquarters right here in our Investor Schooling studios in Langhorne, Pennsylvania. I'm Larry Steinhaus and my business partner, Phil Falcone, is not here today. Oh my goodness, he couldn't make it today. Last week he came in late, this week he doesn't come in. I think I'm going to fire the guy. He doesn't know anything about having to be here on time or anything or about being here. What's up with that? Anyway, you could call us anytime, and you could call us at 855-939-1137, 855-939-1137. We are a live program, so we actually, when you call us, you're going to be able to talk to me directly. You won't be able to talk to Phil because he's not here. But you can talk to me, you can talk to Pedro, and maybe you can even talk to Jim Kelly over at PHT. Also, by the way, don't worry about what we're talking about because we're going to talk about anything that you'd like to talk about. So look, we talk to people about investing in real estate, investing in stock market, investing in stock options, and we have a great time doing that. So I'm going to talk to you a little bit about what's going on with, this president. So there's some new changes, some radical changes going on right now about IRAs. My students are all worried about, but I'm going to tell you that it's not as bad as you think. I also doubt that it's going to get passed anyway. And what's basically happening, so for you guys who don't know, I want to teach you a little bit about IRAs and the things you can invest in IRAs that you don't know you can invest in IRAs. Some of the things you can invest in IRAs, of course, as you know, you go to your financial advisor who is limited to the five things he can sell you. And he says, these are the only things you can put in your IRA because these are the only things I can sell you. Well, unfortunately, that's not really true. And it may not be your best interest. Sometimes it is, but it may not be your best interest to put those five types of investments in your IRA. You can invest in your IRA, but people don't realize this. You can actually buy real estate in your IRA. You can actually also buy companies in your IRA. You could, of course, buy stocks and bonds in your IRA. That's obvious, but literally buy the company. So let's say you Investor Schooling. I wanted to, when Phil and I created Investor Schooling, we actually wanted to use our IRA money to create the company. Now, understand that if we made any profit, we wouldn't be able to use that profit because that profit will go back into our IRA. But you could literally own the LLC. Let's say it was Investor Schooling LLC, whatever it is. You could literally own that LLC inside your IRA currently, and your IRA can fund that, and it can continue to grow inside the IRA. And then when you reach your certain age that you can take your money, to, whether it's a Roth IRA or a traditional IRA, you can take that money out, and it can continue to grow. So what they're trying to do now is they're trying to make something, make a law that says that you cannot use your IRA in investments that are for accredited investors. What that means, so an accredited investor, what that means, so basically, if I had a fund, and I do create funds now and then, and if I had a fund, what I can do is I could take the money that you have in your IRA, I could put it into my fund, I can invest that fund anywhere I wanted to, and then pay you dividends off of that fund, or however the fund is structured to pay you. So I do create funds now and then, and I do that, but in order for me to advertise these funds, I can only use what's called accredited investors. So accredited investors are someone who has $1 million or more or makes $200,000 or more a year if they're single, or $300,000 more a year if they are married. So now what the new law is going to say is if you put your IRA money into a fund that requires you to be an accredited investor, you are now going to violate your IRA and you're going to have to pay full taxes on the money, which is a nightmare for those who are doing it. The real problem, as always, is because, you know, this has been a great play for many people to do this, and they've been doing it for years. But, of course, you know, they want to make this retroactive, so if you've already put that money in, you're gonna have 2 years to get out of it, which is not a good thing. All right, but let's talk about how the little investor or the small investor, the average investor, like me and you and everybody listening to this show, can invest in real estate right now with your IRA, even if this law changes. Now, personally, just so you know, I don't think this law is going to change anyway, because the biggest thing that you need to understand is politicians are richer than you and I, and that means that what they're doing is they want to be able to invest in these things. So they want to be able to invest in accredited investor investments and not pay taxes on it. They don't like paying taxes either. They probably pay less taxes than you are, but that's a different issue. So they want to be able to do this, so I don't think the law is going to get changed anyway. But so let's go. Let's say if it does get changed and you are still a you still have an IRA, and let's say you have, I don't know, let's say you have $250,000 in your IRA, you can still take $200,000, lend it to me, for example. I could give you, for example, 8%. Then these are just examples. It may be more, it may be less. It may be whatever we negotiate. I give you 8% as a loan, and I continue to pay that 8% on an amortization schedule or interest only. I pay it to your IRA, and we just go on just like you were doing it last week. It doesn't matter. It's no difference. The other thing you could do is you could actually buy the real estate. You could literally buy the real estate in the IRA. The IRA just owns the real estate. You just can't do it in an LLC. So although there are some problems with this for some people, most of the people will be fine with it. And, you know, we teach people how to have people invest in your real estate with their IRA, either by lending you money or, again, by partnering with your IRA. So I'm not too concerned with this for the stuff that we do, but it could become a problem if you wanted to grow your IRA to, you know, Peter Thiel numbers like $5 million. That's what it's all about. Don't worry about it. These politicians, especially the Democrats, are like, tax the rich, tax the rich, tax the rich. And frankly, they are the rich, and they're going to come up with their own ways to figure out how to not get taxed, and you'll be able to learn those too. Matter of fact, we teach many of them investor schooling. It's funny because at investor schooling, we actually I did a full presentation, a two-hour presentation one night about how to save money in taxes, and it even included not only included IRAs, but it also included HSA. So if you have a health savings account, a lot of people don't realize that you could actually buy a house in your house, yeah, in your HSA, just like the same rules as an IRA. I think I see Paul is on the line. I'm guessing that's our Paul. Is that you, Paul?
I want to talk to Phil Falcone. Where's Phil Falcone?
Wait,
hold on. He's the funny one. I want to talk to the funny one.
You want to talk to the funny one, huh? Okay, well, hold on. Here, wait. I got something for you. Hey, I got something for you. There you go. Any suggestions, Phil?
I don't know how qualified this guy Falcone is, but he sounds like a mafioso shyster.
I will teach you how to buy ugly houses and make them beautiful.
He sounds like a mafioso shyster. Mafioso shyster. Mafioso shyster.
Any suggestions, Phil?
Make them beautiful. Beautiful. Beautiful.
Mafioso shyster.
Beautiful.
He sounds like a mafioso shyster.
Boy, how do we get from totally serious to that, Paul? I mean, as soon as you get on the line, that's what happens,
sound,
right?
He so, doesn't so sound just, like a mafioso shyster.
No, what does
Phil
he sound like?
Like a mafioso shyster, he'd be like, hey, how you doing? I'm Phil Falcone. I'm a mafioso shyster. He doesn't sound like a mafioso shyster.
Come on.
I don't think that guy who called in knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, right.
I want to take houses and make them beautiful. Beautiful. So, that's not a mafioso shyster.
So for you guys who don't know who Paul is, Paul is our marketing director at Investor Schooling. And, you know, he called in because he thought I might be struggling because, you know, I didn't have Phil here. And,
might be.
Oh, man, I got everybody pick on me. Look at that. I got Pedro picking on. What's up with you, Pedro? You gonna tell me that I'm struggling too? Yeah. You got to push the mic on. You know when you tell everybody on.
Correct. That's correct. You think,
no. Wait. We got the sound producer here. We got Jim Kelly and PhD. Hey, Jim, you want to chime in too and say how bad my show is because Phil's not here?
That sounds okay to me. It's all
I
good.
Did I do a good job? Did I explain the IRA thing
I think
pretty
you're
well?
Fine. Yeah, I think you're doing okay.
Yeah. I mean, you know.
It was very good. I'd like to borrow $300,000 from your IRA, and I'll give you 4%, Larry.
Okay, you're right. You got it. I'll give it to you right now. All right, there you go.
Perfect.
Hey, Paul, what would you like me to talk about next since you just took over the show?
Oh, let's see. I don't know. What do you want to talk about?
Well,
talk
I don't about know. That's how, what I'm asking
like,
you.
Your whole staff is going to retire early because you taught them all this great stuff, you know. and you're not going to have a staff left in like the next 2 years. You're all going to retire.
You know, that's really funny. Yeah, actually, you know, I want to talk about that because that's actually pretty interesting.
You're doing subject two deals left and right. You're going to need a new producer in the next like 6 months.
I know, but you guys don't even work here for the money anymore. Now you guys work here just so you can suck more knowledge out of me and learn more about making money.
We're having fun, Larry.
Wait, you want to hear something really funny? You want to hear something really funny here? Okay, so shut up, Paul. Let me talk to the audience. All right. So
no, I'm taking over this. No, go ahead.
So Paul comes. I've known Paul for many years, and he was working in another company as a doing some kind of marketing sales. I don't even know what he was doing. And I needed a new marketing director, and I said, Paul, hey, come work for us. And I go, listen, here's the deal. I'm going to give you less money than you're making now. And he goes, what? I go, but you're going to make more money than you ever made in your entire life. He goes, I don't understand. Paul, explain it now.
All right, so let's put it this way. Since I've been with Investor Schooling, I've probably tripled my net worth just with the stuff I learned about money and how to use it and make it work for you.
Isn't that amazing?
So that's basically what happened in a nutshell.
Yeah, and you've only been with Investor Schooling for 2 years, right?
I'm going to retire when I'm in my 40s. That's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
And when I say retire, I mean I'll just...
Yeah, he doesn't even do a good job marketing anymore. Now he's just busy. I hear him from the other room. He goes, "Hey, Larry, I was thinking about making another Facebook ad, but I see AAL stock is down. I'm gonna do that instead." Right? What about you? Hold on. What about you? What about you, Pedro? Pedro, tell us about how much money you just made in the last 2 months with stuff that I taught you.
I have probably tripled my net worth as well.
Did you really?
Yeah.
He had $3, and now he has $9.
Yeah, exactly.
That's it.
And then I'm not going to be here next week to produce your show.
Yeah,
I'm
I know.
I'm going to look at real estate.
That's another thing. Where you go? You going to where? Puerto Rico?
No, Virginia.
Virginia. Oh, I thought you were going to Puerto Rico.
What?
With a name like Pedro, don't you go to Puerto Rico?
That's racist.
Oh, come on now, Larry. Larry, you're fired. You're fired.
All right, I'm off the air once again. I'm off the air once again. Okay. All right. So it's pretty wild that we have. I mean, and then we got students. I mean, I don't know who's listening, but if we got any students out there who want to call in and tell us about your success. I mean, I'm sitting here the other day, and I got this one student, great guy. His name is Don, and he comes in with his wife Marie. It's fun. So they come in and they're like, I don't know. You know, we got this. You know, how much money they had. You know, it was okay. It wasn't a lot. And like, you know, we don't know what to do with it. So we're going to join the school. We're going to learn. These guys just bought 2 huge trailer parks in Tennessee. I'm like, wow, where did this come from? And I know exactly where it came from. It came from us teaching them. But it's amazing how people's lives are changing when they come to Investor Schooling. And it's for real. This is no joke. In fact, we even tell you, so when we tell you to come on Thursday night, you come for free. It's complimentary. You come for free. You actually sit in a class that our students are learning in. I tell you, you don't even bring your checkbook on Thursday night because we're not even going to talk to you about becoming a student. We want you to check it out. It's not a sales pitch. It's not like these other guys who, you know, they fly in and they hold these 2-hour seminars and they sell you a $450 weekend. That's a 3-day weekend that all they do is sales pitch you and then sell you these programs. We don't do that at all. We tell you to come sit in a real class, not a sales pitch, a real class, and we don't sell you anything. Then you come back if you want. You come back to, we have a mastermind meeting on Monday. What do you guys think of a mastermind meeting, Pedro? What do you think of that?
It's honestly great. Because that's how I got my private funding.
So we teach you how to find private money, and he found private money at the mastermind meeting, right?
Yeah, and I left closing with an $11,000 check.
Oh, yeah, so let's talk about that, because that's like my favorite way to buy properties, is to buy properties with not only no money, but buy properties with no money and leave money, and leave with a check. So tell us about that.
So bought the property subject to. And I got a private loan for the closing cost. And because there was so much equity in the deal, I was able to get a slightly larger amount after closing cost, which, you know, after paying everything and liens and encumbrances, I was given a $11,000 check that went right into my bank account.
Isn't that amazing that you actually could buy a property with no money? Right? No money.
Yeah, no money.
And then you leave the closing.
That's beautiful.
I got paid $11,000 to buy a house.
Beautiful.
I mean,
but that doesn't happen in real life. Can that happen in real life? I mean, can everybody do that? Can anybody do that?
Yes,
everyone. Of course anybody can do that. And we could do that. We teach you at Investor Schooling how to do that. And I'm telling you right now, you can do it. There's no doubt in my mind that you can do it. All right, Paul, what else you got to say to us?
Only if we like them and let them become a student. We don't just let anybody in, Larry.
Yeah, but just, like I said, but that's true to a point, and I want to be careful how you say that. And what I mean by that is, look, everyone is invited to come on Thursday, and we just want to make sure that you're going to do it, because I want to say, hey, I kind of sort of might think I might kind of sort of might want to invest in kind of sort of real estate, maybe some kind of sort of one day. You're probably not a good candidate as a student. We want to, you know, we understand that you don't know how to do it. Now, that's cool. But we also want to make sure that you are ready to do it, ready to learn, ready to show up. Jamie is online. I'm watching. She's saying she protects our students. We have quality students, and our students are committed, and she's absolutely right. So anyway, so Paul, what else you got? Now that you're, hijacked the whole show.
What do you want to talk about?
Well, I know. You know, you could have been here.
I hijacked the whole show.
You hijacked the whole show.
No, I couldn't have been here. I mean, Jerry, I can't be here right now.
All right, no. Okay. Hey, tell everybody what you're doing. Since
I had too much to do. I'm out being a rock and roll star at night. I can't.
Right. So that's the other thing. So that's the interesting thing about Paul. Paul is an incredible piano player. Actually, really, really good. He does a great imitation. Not a great imitation, but a great. He plays Billy Joel and Elton John like mm-hmm. fantastic stuff. Right.
I play everything from Sir Mix-a-Lot to Shaggy to Elton John.
And then you got your own stuff too.
Hey, Paul.
Yeah.
I know you're a rock star by day.
Yeah.
And a marketing director half the day.
It's backwards.
No, I'm sorry. A rock star by night, marketing director half the day, and the other half of the day you're called. What's your name?
What's your nickname over here?
Oh, Covered Call Paul.
Covered Call Paul, right?
Why is that, Paul?
That's right.
Yeah. Talk about Covered Call Paul. Why do they call you Covered Call Paul?
Because I do a lot of covered calls in the stock market.
That's right. So this is an interesting story, too.
But they didn't like the intro I made when I had to talk that night. You didn't like my
that was
intro
not a good
because
idea.
I put a bunch
don't,
of
don't,
stuff you can't say,
say
on
you
the
can't
radio.
Say, you
it.
Can't say those words on the radio, so don't even try to say them on the radio.
That's
or I'm going to get in trouble.
Wait.
Let me make sure you
understand. Hey, words that you can't say on the radio?
Yeah. Hey, are you ready? You can't say this one. You can't say that 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 one. And you can't say that one. Okay. Those are the words you can't say. You got it?
That's right. That's right. That's the whole list of words. But anyway, they didn't. So you didn't like the intro I made.
Yeah, that was, so, it wasn't quite appropriate, but it's right.
The audience liked the intro I made.
So why do you like, covered calls?
I like it because it's a little safer. You don't make as much money as, you know, the way you do it with the call options, but you also are protected a little bit more on the down end. So because of my personality, I don't like I like less risk.
Yeah, sure. And we teach covered calls in Investor Schooling too.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, it's funny because covered calls is almost no risk. The only risk is if you're buying stock to buy the covered calls. That's when you have risk. But if you're having stocks, you're holding on dividend earning stocks. And you're just selling the covered calls slightly out of the money, or out of the money, slightly out of the money covered calls, you make an extra $200-$300 a week for doing nothing. So it's almost like having
beautiful.
An investment property and just making an extra $200-$300. I mean, I made this week, I think I made $900 or $1,000 on two covered calls. One was Robinhood and one's with Nicola.
Wow, that was good.
And they were nice. They were just nice plays because you know, they didn't really they stayed close to where the call was, but they didn't get bought out. So I'm gonna get to do it again. So maybe next week I'll make another $1,000 on covered calls just for fun. Just for fun. It's awesome. You know, covered calls is a great way. In fact, it's a funny story because we weren't teaching covered calls at first. We teach a specific thing, which is a proprietary stock options method that I created, which is called the Rules of the Crazy Options Trader. What?
Paul, secret, I believe.
It's a secret. Okay. Yeah. It's the Rules of the Crazy Options Trader. But one day, Paul was buying some stocks and was sitting there, and he goes, I got this. I think it was Ford stock, right? He goes, I got this Ford stock.
Yeah, it was Ford.
You know, and it's down. What do I do? I don't know if I should sell it. I go, why don't you sell a covered call? He goes, what does that mean? And that was like 2 years ago. And I said, well, this is what you do. He goes, you should teach this stuff. This is great. I'm like, all right, I'll start teaching. So I was teaching people the covered calls, and now it's actually part of our curriculum. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be adding some new stuff, too. You know, we're going to actually add, not yet, but we're going to be adding, guess what?
What?
Crypto.
Nice.
We're going to add crypto to what we do, only because it's becoming so popular that I can't avoid it at this point. So I'm in the midst of learning all the details. I mean, it's, you know, crypto is pretty easy. You buy it and then you sell it higher, just like anything else. But I really want to get into the nitty gritty of what it is, how it works, why it exists, and that's what we're going to be teaching. And I'm going to say, you know, probably in the next 2 months, we'll have a big crypto seminar on it, and I'll tell you guys about that when the time comes. But either way, that's not our mainstay at the moment. And if you want to go to investorschooling.com, can I finish telling everybody where to go, Paul?
So you can get paid? All right, okay. Go ahead.
Okay. So if you want to go to investorschooling.com, you could actually come here on Thursday and you could see Paul and you could say, hey, Paul, this is what I want to do because you keep talking too much.
Hey, Larry.
Yes.
Hey, Larry.
What?
If my Shiba coin goes to a cent, I make $2 million.
I know. Isn't that hysterical? Right. So, yeah, we've been talking about that. Shiba? What is it?
Shiba Inu.
What is it?
Shibu Inu.
So, for you guys who don't know, I also do a daily show, which is a market wrap-up show called Money Chat Now. I do it every day. And if you guys haven't seen this show, it's actually pretty good. But I announced on the show the other day that I bought the Shibu Inu, which is currently selling for 7/1,000,000th of a cent.
Correct.
So it's 7/1,000,000th of a cent. So I bought $2,000 worth of Shibu Inu at 7/1,000,000th of a cent. And if it goes to 1 cent, I will be up $2.6 million. Paul.
Oh, man. What?
Paul, do we have anything else from you, Paul? Because, you know, this is a very exciting show. I'm very excited that you called in and, you know, totally derailed me.
I'm very excited that I called in, too. We got all these great guest speakers that come in.
Yeah, we do
all
have great guest speakers.
When I joined Investor Schooling, it wasn't because of you, Larry. No, it was partly because of you. But
that's
it was
actually
also
true. That's actually
saw,
true. It wasn't because of me. I've known you for many years.
Well,
and you were like, oh, I know Larry for too many years. So I'm going to try to get the knowledge for free.
I think that's what it was. I think I was trying to do that. And
of
then
course
I
you
saw,
were.
What, you brought in Brent Kessler about the
Brent
whole
Kessler,
life.
Yeah.
Insurance policies and infinite banking, and I was like, all right, there's a lot here, you know, and I kind of thought that it was just well worth it, and you know, I came in, and now you're bringing in all these other great guest speakers. We got that 3-day event coming up on October 22nd, 23rd, and the 24th, which is going to be amazing.
All right, do you guys want to know? You guys want to do something really good? Go to yourpieceofthegoodlife.com. Your piece, PIECE. Yourpieceofthegoodlife.com. I don't know. What coupon code do we want to give them, Paul?
Your choice.
All right. So it's a 3-day event. And it's the tickets for all 3 days are $497. I think we have 7 speakers. We're doing a bunch of masterminding. This is stuff, again, it's kind of outside the school, but it's part of the school. So, because it's here, obviously. But it's something a little bit different that we're trying now. Because we always talk about money. But this time we're going to be talking about money. We're going to be talking about marketing. So if you have a business and you want to learn marketing and how to market your business, or if you want to talk about some business opportunities that are not necessarily real estate, not necessarily stock investing, you would go to this event. So your piece of the good life, and the tickets are $497. I'll tell you what, we'll give them the mastermind coupon. If you use the coupon mastermind, you get $250 off the ticket price. So
whoa, how
now,
much?
Yeah, exactly. It's half price, basically. Right?
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't even get that.
You did too. You
no,
got it
I didn't.
For free because you have to run it.
Oh, that's right. Never
you have
mind.
You have to run all the sound equipment.
Never mind. You're right.
No,
I forgot.
We have to add $250 to Pedro's price.
But Jim Kelly, because Jim Kelly's not, you know, he's not part of school, he does have to pay the $250. Jim Kelly is our producer with a PhD. So, Jim, if you want to come, you know, you can come, but you have to pay $250. But I might be able to sneak you in if you really wanted to come. So if go to your
I don't know. If he brings his Sean Hannity impression with him, he can come in.
He doesn't.
No, I don't. I'm taking over the show.
Okay, so you got to give the advertisement for it then, okay, since you brought it up anyway.
All right. So yourpieceofthegoodlife.com. You want to go there right now, and you want to sign up and put in the code MASTERMIND. And I will tell you something. One of the speakers, getting back to what I was originally talking about, one of the speakers, Brent Kessler, is going to be there. And he talks about infinite banking and using whole life insurance policies to be your own bank. And that was one of the things that got me into school. And now
I've been doing that for 2 or 3 years, and it is absolutely amazing. That is one of the small price that you pay alone to get into this event, that will pay for itself millions of times over just hearing Brent. And then there's like 7 or 8 other speakers. It's going to be an amazing 3-day event. And if you miss it, oh, well, you won't change your life. So, again, yourpieceofthegoodlife.com, code MASTERMIND in the coupon code.
Right.
And you can come to this event. I'll be there. Larry will be there. But I'll be there, and Phil will be there. And, you know, at least Phil and I are kind of funny.
Do you think Phil will be there?
Is Phil going to be there?
I don't know. Every time we have something, you know, this morning, 10 o'clock, Phil's not here. Last week, Phil was late. You think he'll be there?
I don't know. Maybe he's slowly just making his way away.
All right. So, no. You know, I left the house going today oh, this is going to be a really boring show because Phil's not here. Now I realize that we don't need Phil.
Paul's a natural.
Hey Paul. Hey, Paul, hang out on the line. We're going to go to commercial real quick so everybody can find out how to get to Investor Schooling. Take us out, Jim.
Hi, I'm Phil Falcone from InvestorSchooling.com. I'm inviting you to a complimentary class in Langhorne this Thursday night at 7 p.m. I will teach you how to buy ugly houses and make them beautiful. As a bonus, we will also teach you stock option investing. So get your butt to this meeting, 7 p.m. this Thursday night, Langhorne, 215-876-3002, InvestorSchooling.com.
Hey, everybody, it's Larry Sinus from InvestorSchooling.com. You heard my partner, Phil Falcone, tell you why you should be there this Thursday night to learn about real estate investing and learn about stock options trading. We're telling you right now, you will make more money than you've ever made in your entire life if you learn these two skills. Be there this Thursday night at 7 o'clock in our Langhorne headquarters. Go to InvestorSchooling.com. Pull over right now. Take out your phone and go to InvestorSchooling.com. RSVP right now. InvestorSchooling.com. See you Thursday.
Hi, I'm Phil Falcone from Executech Suites. We're an executive suite center in Huntington Valley on Buck Road, 67 Buck Road, Huntington Valley. I'm sure you've driven past it. We're right in between Street Road and County Line Road. We have 47 offices in the prestigious address of Huntington Valley. I have offices starting at $5.95 a month. You're probably wondering, Phil, what do I get for $5.95 a month? Let me tell you. You get an office big enough for one person. You get the furniture in that office. You get the telephone on the desk. You get the telephone numbers. You get the fax numbers. You get 2 full-time receptionists to answer the phone in the name of your company and patch the calls to you. So if your company's ABC Painting Company, hey, ABC Painting Company, how can I help you? Would you like to talk to Bob? Let me get him on the phone. You could be home sleeping on your couch and I'll patch the calls right to you. What else do we give you? We give you the conference rooms. We give you the kitchen. We give you the mailboxes, the printer, the copier, the scanner, UPS service, you name it. All of the utilities, cleaning service, and best of all, we give you free coffee. Get yourself to Executech Suites. Phone number is 215-942-7701. 215-942-7701. ExecutechSuites.com.
Talk Radio 1210. WPHT.
All right. Welcome back to Investor Schooling Live. Investor Schooling Live. I'm Larry Steinhaus. I can't even say my own words. Listen, hey, the guys online said there's no audio on the commercial break, so you must have muted the audio. That's fine, but I can understand why. And if you were listening, you actually heard Phil Falcone. He was actually here. He was talking about Executech Suites. That was pretty cool. So there you go. All right.
Free coffee!
Man, what?
He's still here.
Speaking of free coffee, Paul, how much coffee have you had this morning that you're like so excited?
Oh my God! At least 5 cups.
At least 5 cups. All right.
I'm just having a great weekend.
Cups. All right.
Yeah, I know. I should not say that. So wait, Larry. Before we go any further, did you, the stuff that Phil usually does, the pre-production, the planning? Did you do all that? Do you have topics that you're going to talk about on the show? Because I know what an amazing pre-planner you are with things and how well you prepare.
I'm not sure if that was sarcasm or that was a compliment.
Oh, it was a compliment, Larry, a compliment.
So far, how am I doing so far, Paul?
You're doing great, but I mean, I kind of butted in a little bit, and
I've
been talking too much. I hijacked the show. I think there's some educational points that you probably want to cover in the show.
What educational point would you like me to cover, Paul, since you're now in charge?
All right. I don't know. I think you could talk a little bit about maybe seller financing.
Maybe, okay, all right.
Yeah, maybe some seller financing, maybe a little bit of a subject too. Okay. I think the school in general, the education's wonderful, and I think that the people that you get to surround yourself with is amazing too. But I think that seller financing would probably be a great thing to talk about right now.
All right, let's talk a little bit about seller financing, since it actually goes well with the conversation we had earlier about the IRAs and the fact that you can actually lend money out of your IRA to somebody else. And if so let's start with that. So let's start simply. Let's say you had an IRA, and your IRA is doing, I don't know, 3-5% before fees. By the way, when your fiduciary, the word always makes me laugh, when your fiduciary hands you a report at the end of the year, and they say that your account did whatever, 8%, it did 8% before his 2% fee. And by the way, his 2% fee is not on the 8%. His 2% fee is on the entire amount of money you have. So the more money you have, the more money you pay. So in other words, if you had $100,000 and you made $8,000 on your money, you are paying him $2,400 on that money because of the 2%, which is crazy. So you didn't make 8%. You actually made $5,600, which is not that great. All right. So, but getting back to that and how you can make money, how you can lend money with IRAs, but more importantly, how you can borrow money. So let's say I have a house that I can buy, and I could buy it for, again, let's say I could buy it for $100,000. I need $50,000 to put into it to make it what? Make it, come on, do the impression of Phil.
Beautiful.
Exactly. So I have $100,000. I got $50,000 to make it beautiful. And
beautiful.
I can sell that house. There you go. I can sell that
beautiful.
House.
Beautiful.
Are you done now?
Beautiful.
Oh, my gosh. Phil,
sorry.
Come back, please. Phil, come back, please.
Phil, where are you? Phil. Phil, we it's need hard. You. The crazy. Good. We let the crazy guy on the air.
So I got this house for $100,000. I could renovate it for $50,000, and I want to borrow the money plus the closing costs from Paul because he's gotten so rich working for Investor Schooling. He lends me $175,000, for example, right? But if I can go and sell that house, and you know, assuming the numbers are all right, I could sell that house for $225,000. When I'm done with it, not only did I walk away from closing with some money, because remember I needed $150,000 plus maybe some closing costs, maybe $60,000. So I maybe walked away with $15,000 of closing, which Pedro just did, right? Put that money in my pocket. I put absolutely no money out of my pocket into this deal. I sell the deal 6 months later after it's renovated. I pay Paul back his $150,000 plus interest. Maybe his interest was 10%. Who cares? I paid him $150,000. I paid him $165,000. I sell the property for $250,000, $225,000, and I've made my money right there. And that's how you make money out of thin air. And we teach people how to make money out of thin air all the time. You know, a lot of people, they want to go buy a car. So it was, I think it was in December or so, I actually wanted to go buy a Tesla X. A Tesla X, I don't know if you guys know, it's about $140,000, $150,000. And the payment on that would be $1,800 a month. So I decided I was going to buy a Tesla X, and I needed to come up with the $1,800 a month. Now, of course, I have the $1,800 a month. I could even buy the car cash if I really wanted to. By the way, we're going to teach you never to buy a car cash, ever, ever. I don't care who you are. Dave Ramsey, please call me. I will explain to you why you never buy a car cash, because buying a car cash is the dumbest thing you could ever do with your money. But that's a different issue. All right, so I could buy the car cash, but I don't. So I can go there, and I can spend $1,800 a month on this Tesla X. So I need to come up with the $1,800 a month. So I decided to buy two properties. One had a cash flow of $800, and one had a cash flow of it was about $500. So that was almost all of it, and I, of course, had all the cash flow. So I almost paid for the entire Tesla X, which, by the way, I never ended up buying because I got spooked by Tesla. You guys ever watch Teslas come down the road, and all you can think about are all these scary sci-fi movies that in the future that they, you know, with, where everybody is driving the same exact car and everybody looks the same. If I don't know what happened to me, it kind of sounded, some kind of went nuts in my brain, so I decided not to buy it. But it's even better. Check it out. Now I have this $1,300-$1,400 a month that was supposed to go to the Tesla X that I'm using for anything else I want to use it for, which is pretty much you know, buying radio equipment and building
and bonusing the
studio.
Marketing director.
I could give it to you. Yes, I could do that. But I actually need to. I need to lower your salary now because you know you're destroying.
That's fine. Whatever. I don't care.
Destroying my show here.
That's fine.
Is there anything else I should talk about now that you want to interrupt me in?
Yeah, I actually want to hear. You know what I wanted? I want to hear about some of the details of Pedro's Subject 2 deal because he just did it and he walked away with $10,000 and a house. And I want to. I want to know.
And cash flow too, which is pretty cool.
$11,000.
$11,000.
Oh, by I'm
the way,
sorry, $11,000.
Do you think Pedro owes me a dinner if he walks away with $11,000 after stuff I teach him?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know. You're a lot to put up with. You may need to give him, like, another $5,000, Larry.
That's right, Paul.
Yeah, I have to be the toughest boss on the planet, right?
Nah, you're not that bad.
Yeah, I kind of figured I'm not.
Then you like to change it on Pedro, and then he has to do something else.
Let me tell you why. Let me tell you why I'm such a tough boss. Hey, you want this is every
kidding.
Single. Wait, hold on. This is every single one of the employees at Investor Schooling when they're not in front of the students.
That
right?
Sounds like
recorded.
Phil Falcone.
Yeah, I can't believe you recorded him crying.
That's everyone. Every one of them. And then I got to go. Just to get these guys to get back to work.
Ooh, do that again.
And then I say, may I have another? Thank you. May
more.
I have another?
This definitely went somewhere else here. This definitely went somewhere else. Yes, this is Howard Stern meets financial planning, right?
Right, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I called in because I knew Phil wasn't going to be there, and I, you know, Phil wasn't going to come in to play with you, and I didn't want you to have to sit there playing with yourself during a whole radio show, so I figured I'd help out.
I'm just going to move on to something else right now, Pedro.
Yes,
what should
please.
We move on to?
All right, so we were talking about Pedro's Subject 2 deal.
You know, I do have to say one thing, Paul, that, you know, I'm watching on Facebook right now. And by the way, if you guys want to call in, you can call in 855. Bill on Facebook writes, this is a friggin' train wreck. Anyway, 855-939-1137, 855-939-1137. You could call in and you could talk to Paul because obviously I'm not running the show today. Paul is. so what else? What else are we going
to
talk about?
Bill shouldn't have gone to that wedding. No, I'm
yeah,
just
no, he's going to he's going to come
guy.
Back and go. Hey, everybody online, you could tell us, let us know if the show's funnier with Phil or funnier without Phil because that's the new true question. It used to be who's funnier, Phil
well,
or I.
I would
now
just like to say, I would like to say, because this is probably my last time ever on the show, that I'm definitely enjoying it.
Well, here you go.
So anyway, Pedro's Subject 2 deal.
Yeah, let's talk about Pedro's Subject 2 deal. Tell us all about it, man.
Okay, let's do it. The guy stops me. He's seen my I Buy Houses shirt. He says, hey, you buy houses? I said, yes, I do. Do you have a house for me to buy? And he goes, yeah, it needs some work. And I'd say, really? Tell me a little bit about it. He said, it's on this road. And I asked him, oh, you mean the road right up the street? And he says, yes. So I follow him to his house from the supermarket. He shows me his house, and I buy it that same day.
That's amazing, right? Now, did you have a contract in your car like we tell you to carry?
Yes.
And that's why you were able to do it?
Yes.
Yep,
I walked into his house with my little folder full of agreement of sales, and we talked about it. I explained to him slightly what a Subject 2 deal was. He loved it because he knew that his house needed a lot of work, and I was helping him out by creating a Subject 2 deal. Because he would have to probably go to closing with money.
So Paul doesn't realize that every sound he makes on that phone is being picked up. So while he's slurping his soda or whatever it is, you can hear it.
Is he drinking a slushie over there?
I don't know what he's doing, but he's making so much noise.
It's distracting.
Extremely distracting. I do want to know, let you know, though, Paul, I'm watching on Facebook right now, and I'm looking how many viewers we have. We have the least amount of viewers we've ever had because you got on the show.
I know. That's because I'm on the show.
I just want to make sure you understood that. By the way, if you're in the car and you want
to
call me,
I just wanted to make sure.
Here he goes again. Cut me off.
Go ahead.
Be quiet.
Yeah,
if you're in your car, call 855.
I just wanted to make sure.
You want to give the radio station number?
855-something.
Yeah, something. 855-939-1137.
1137.
He's got to get fired after this.
That's right. I would just like to say to all the students at Investor School, it was nice knowing you. For when I get fired on Monday.
He's got to get fired after this.
Oh, my God. This show has gone, it's gone incredibly wrong.
You can't continue to represent the school after today.
Yeah, no. Yes. So if you want to come to Investor Schooling, not only will you make a lot of money, but you actually might even have some fun and get to meet these guys and laugh along with them too. So, and it's for real. I mean, everything we're talking about is for real, whether you believe it or not at this point. but it's for real. We really will teach you how to make more money. And
Now Paul is quiet.
I know. Hey, Paul, maybe it's because you're so rich that you're happy. Is that why?
I could be. I don't know. I'm also in love with an amazing woman. So I have to do that. Yep. And also, I think that my I have very little financial pressure now. So
really,
thanks
That's
to
great.
Larry Steinhaus. Yeah.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
And Phil Falcone.
That's why he's acting that way, because he's not afraid to get fired.
That's right.
That's
I'm
exactly
like,
right. I know.
What are they going to do?
I'm afraid to fire him because then nobody will do his job. All right. So,
Hold on.
I'm going to give the phone number one more time, Paul. So I want you to be quiet. Okay?
Okay. The last four digits are 1137.
855-939-1137. 855-939-1137. Hey, listen, if you call now, you get to talk to Paul. How cool is that? So, you know, if you guys are online and you guys are watching online, or if you're watching in your car, are you watching in your car? I hope you're not watching in your car. If you're listening in your car, 855-939-1137. We are definitely the most exciting show on Saturday. And how do I know? Because I've listened to some of the other shows, especially the real estate shows.
With their wives on.
Those shows with the wives on. The fiduciary with the wives on. Yeah, okay. Anyway, so, you know, like everybody's got their own little thing going on. Ours is definitely different.
What?
You and Phil should have your wives on sometime.
Well, I don't know if our wives want to be on the show. We'd love to have. We've actually asked them. So we've asked them several times before just so people get to know who they are. But, you know, they're kind of shy. So I don't know if they want to be on the show. Although Terry was on the show one time, she was actually advertising for Executech. Because Terry, I don't know if you guys know this, but if you ever go to Executech Suites, Terry actually runs Executech Suites, Phil's wife, and she does a great job. So if you called Executech Suites for whatever the number is, I don't even know, but if you called Executech Suites and wanted an office, if you want to rent an office suite, you would actually talk to Terry or Terry's daughter, and they would get you started on that as well. So, yeah, she was on the show once talking about Executech. I remember her being very nervous about that. It was a long time ago. We were in the studio at that point, when we didn't have our own studio at that point.
Yeah, I wasn't here. I don't even
Larry, know. I just thought of something, Larry. We're running out of time soon, and I think when's the stock option Sultan coming on?
Relax, man.
I thought you were the stock option Sultan.
No, he's the covered call Paul.
Oh, that's right.
Actually, covered call Paul, when stock option Sultan comes on, why don't we talk about some covered calls for covered call Paul?
All right.
That's a good idea.
Because I know there's a couple of good covered calls.
Well, I think it might be too late for Disney now, but.
Paul, when the stock option Sultan comes on, not now.
Yeah, he's like, hey, Paul, I got a weird question for you. Is this like the first time you've ever been on the radio?
No, I've actually I've been on many radio shows, Larry.
It's been
I've probably done more radio than you have, actually.
I don't know if you've done more radio than I have, but you've done a lot
I
of radio.
I may have.
You may have, really. Just, you know, we're now, don't forget, we're now in our third year here, and if it's just once a week, that would be 100, almost 160 shows.
Yeah, I did 400 shows in a matter of like a month or two after that stunt I pulled on American Idol 10 years ago.
I didn't know, 15 years ago now. I just didn't know you did that many. That's great.
I do want to say most of them hung up on me.
I wonder why.
All right.
So I don't know. I have no idea why.
Now, once again, you know, now we see this is the problem. Now you got to let everybody in on the gag of what we're talking about right now because you brought it up. All right. So many years ago, Paul was on American Idol because he is such an awesome singer and such an awesome stalker. Stalker.
Let's just cut this in the loop. So I played a practical joke on Paul Abdul. If you want to see it, just go to paulpiano.net and go look at the videos there. Done.
That was a great play.
Paulpiano.net, and you could watch him be the stalker. I'm so glad that, like, this entire day we haven't advertised investor schooling at all. We're only talking about everything but investor schooling.
We talked about investor schooling, your piece of the good life. We talked about all of it. But everyone should come to a Thursday night class. And the way you do that is you go to investorschooling.com and register for Thursday night class. It's free.
Who is that?
That was Phil Falcone.
Oh, that was Phil Falcone. I got you. Okay. Yeah, but it was that bad. It, you know, if you want to, I could bring in. I could bring in Sean Hannity. You want me to bring in Sean Hannity?
Sure.
Well, you know what it is. I mean, I'm just listening to the show, and it's just. Now, here's the thing, and don't forget Hannity, Fox News Channel. Don't forget to set your DVR. Let not your heart be troubled. And I think, Paul, you're a great American, by the way.
Well, thank you, Sean Hannity. I think you're a funny-looking man.
You want to hear from Mark Levin, too?
Sure.
Oh, wait a minute. What is this? Like, you just call me and you say, hey, let's just get this guy on to imitate me. There's a guy in Philadelphia. He works at our affiliate WPHT, some nitwit named Jim Kelly, who walks around and does an imitation of me. And I understand from Mr. Producer that it's really good. That's right, I said it.
This show is definitely taking a turn.
Off the rails.
You know, I definitely think that this show needs to be a full-time show on PHC. What do you think, Mr. Jim Kelly? Do you think we should be a full-time show on PHC and, you know, give up some of these other boring shows that are during the week?
I have to go with that, sure. I mean, Christmas is coming up. People are going to be taking off. You should definitely send a message to the powers that be here and say you want to go on the air.
Yeah, we should definitely do that. I mean, listen, you know, Howard Stern left the airways, 15 years ago? And there's been nothing funny on the radio since.
No, and Howard's on vacation like every other week, so.
I don't listen to Sirius anymore, so I don't know.
I couldn't even tell you. I mean, I gave up Sirius so long ago, but every show, he's Mr. PC now, so, you know, a family-oriented show.
Well, I know we're off on a really weird tangent right now.
I'm sorry.
But the funniest thing about Howard Stern is he has actually become every single person he used to make fun of.
Exactly.
Which is hysterical.
I don't even know who that is. I only listen to radio.com.
You don't listen to Howard? He doesn't even know who Howard Stern is.
No, I just listen to radio.com.
Do you know who Larry Steinhaus is?
Yeah, some Jew.
And how about Phil Falcone?
It's Mafioso Shyster.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
On radio.com, right?
Yeah, something like that. I don't know. All right.
Hey, I didn't start this tangent. I just want to say that.
You what?
I did not start this tangent. I just want to say that.
Oh, this wasn't your tangent?
No, this was not my tangent.
I think it was.
What?
All right. So check it out, guys. We got we got a few minutes. You want to talk about the stock market with me, Paul?
Yeah, I think we should.
All right.
Yeah.
So I'll tell you what. Before let me make sure we play the intro for the who is it? I forgot who it is.
Cover Call Paul?
No.
Sultan.
Stock Option Sultan. Option Sultan. Stock Option Sultan. All right, I do have to let everybody know that is actually Paul. Paul, that's Paul's voice on that. That's right. Actually Paul playing the piano. Paul actually wrote the theme song for the Stock Option Sultan. That's the 10-second version, but the real version we play is the 30-second version that we play at Investor Schooling every Thursday when the Stock Option Sultan comes out. You guys have to see the Stock Option Sultan. The part of the show that we – and I mean, at this point, I don't even think – if I want to, I don't even know if I want to call it a class anymore. It's a show. We're actually an entertainment company at this point. And
it's a show that you learn from.
Exactly.
Yeah,
we entertain you while we're teaching you. And the Stock Option Sultan is the funniest and most exciting part of the show. And it's the last 15 minutes of the show. And the Stock Option Sultan comes out. And Paul wrote that. He wrote this.
Stock Option Sultan. Stock Option Sultan.
All right. And that's actually Paul's voice. Guys, Paul, make the voice.
I can't because there's a whole bunch of effects on it. It won't sound as good.
Oh, is that what it
says? Stock option, Sultan. See, it doesn't sound as good.
I got you.
All right, let's get into some stuff, man.
So let's go. So you know what? While you're here, what are some of the covered call plays you suggest people get in?
All right, so depending upon what the – I didn't catch the end of the market yesterday because I was running off to be a rock star.
Sure.
At a 55-plus community the other night. So
did anybody hear what you said? Did anybody hear the music you were playing?
Yeah, you know what? It was absolutely, they're a better audience than the bars. So anyway,
the Patriots got an empty chair. He's got you on the screen with an empty chair that says Paul Moderano, which is hysterical. Hysterical.
That's perfect.
That's
perfect.
Yeah.
Let's keep it that
now
way.
Now I know who he is.
What do you like? What do you like? Like Barack Obama and Joe Biden, you're an empty chair?
Let's get back to the stuff.
Yes, okay, good. We only got a couple more minutes, man, so you better move.
So, look, on Thursday, Disney was an amazing covered call. Actually, amazing option play, too. It was down around 70, and I was actually coaching one of our students, and we did a regular option on that. And I know it was up yesterday. I don't know if she sold it or not. Actually, it was Wednesday.
It went up 7 points yesterday. It went up 4%. 7 points. It ended 4%. It was as high as 177. So it actually was as high as almost 8 points. And you're right. If the student got out at that point, she would have made a lot of money. I'm hoping she did too. I'll find out.
All right. So I hope that she sold it on Friday. I mean, it still has the room to go up and everything, but I still think that, I mean, what, she would have been up 40 or 50% on that?
In her stock option? Yeah, easily, in one day, easily.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's great.
Oh, man.
Cool.
All right, great.
So what else you got? Any other covered calls that'd be good?
I've been doing AAL because it's just been hovering between 19 and 21.
Think Apple is a covered call at 142?
Yeah, it would be a good one. I stay away from Apple because I got burned on it one time where I had to hold it for like 6 months or 9 months just because it dropped so much. But I think that Apple would be a fairly safe covered call right now.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I like it. At this price at 142, I think it's a great price. I also think it's a great call going into earnings. So just to add to that, I think this will probably pop over 150 right before earnings and get out and make your money, take your money, and you got earnings 3 weeks from now, so you might as well go for it. I think it's a great play. I also think Facebook is a great play too. Facebook got beat down by the Wall Street Journal attack on Facebook. The Wall Street Journal was attacking Facebook in a series called the Facebook Files. And I believe, and I've been saying it on my Money Chat Now show every day, I believe that they're doing it just to beat the stock down. They did it at the perfect time. They did it 3 or 4 weeks before earnings, which is the perfect time to beat the stock down so they could play it back up into earnings, which is brilliant. And you want to talk about fake news? Fake news was invented in the stock market.
Some other good covered calls. Oh, I got two more good covered calls.
Well, a good
covered call to check out this week. X, which is it's a steel company, and then also Caterpillar. Check those out. I mean, it also depends on how much you have to spend, but check those two out because they're they'd make good cover calls. They might even be good for regular call options, Larry.
Actually, if the infrastructure bill passes, these stocks will probably pop. Yeah. Now, the infrastructure bill is funny because I'm definitely learning. I'm definitely learning a lot about politics in the last 4 to 6 years, watching nothing get done. You know, so the infrastructure bill, it's hysterical. Why can't the Democrats get the infrastructure bill passed? They're all there. They should be able to do it by themselves. Why? There should be no opposition. And they're saying it's bipartisan, which means basically we've all agreed to it. So why isn't it getting passed? I think it's not getting passed because two reasons. One is the politicians want to make money on it by positioning their stocks. And the second one is because they can't get anything done. Paul, I'm going to have to, we're going to actually have to let you go soon because we only have about 45 seconds left in the show. So real quick, what do you want to say to everybody out there?
I want to say it was really nice being on the show and working for Investor Schooling. Thank you so much. This was the most wonderful last time I'll ever be let on the show. So thank you.
All right, stop. Quickly, Pedro, you got 5 seconds. Say something.
It was an honor, and see you guys later.
All right, cool. All right, this is
InvestorSchooling.com.
There you go. Right, go to InvestorSchooling.com, and you can sign up for a free class. We will see you Thursday. Take care. Thanks, Jim.